What's happening, everybody? On today's show, Florida gets a transfer quarterback from Ohio State. Alabama gets a transfer running back from Georgia Tech. Tyler Beatty and Roger McCreary take their games to the next level. That, tons of tidbits from around the conference. Also, an interesting conversation when it comes to the NIL with Eric Prisbell of On3 Sports. And lastly, we got our first SEC bowl game tonight. Mizzou will take on Army in the Armed Forces Bowl. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by NetSuite, N-E-T-S-U-I-T-E. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. Head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. Let's jump into it. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted. Makes the handoff.
Around the conference.
And we start in Gainesville as Florida was rumored to be in the mix for former four-star Ohio State quarterback Jack Miller. And by yesterday afternoon, the news was official. Jack Miller is indeed heading to Gainesville to play for new head coach Billy Napier. He appeared in four games for the Buckeyes this year, completing seven of his 14 pass attempts for 101 yards, with C.J. Stroud looking like the starter in Columbus for the foreseeable future. Jack Miller coming to Florida. He will compete now with Anthony Richardson, as Emory Jones, we know, has already entered the transfer portal. He will start Florida's bowl game against UCF. But 2022, Jack Miller versus Anthony Richardson. May the best man win. Over at Missouri, Tyler Beatty. He's already Mizzou's single-season rushing leader, rushing for over 1,600 yards this year. Eli Drinkwitz revealed on Tuesday that Tyler Beatty will not be playing the Armed Forces Bowl tonight against Army. Shortly after that, Tyler Beatty took to Instagram to declare for the 2022 NFL Draft. Beatty really had a special season, showing his versatility as a rusher and a receiver. Going to have some interest from some NFL teams, certainly, but it was really fun to watch. We wish him the best of luck taking his talents to the next level. Speaking of Mizzou, Eli Drinkwitz made a decision about his starting quarterback for the game tonight. He said at a press conference yesterday that Brady Cook will get the start at quarterback. Of course, the position has been in flux in the recent weeks as Connor Bazelak suffered an injury against Vanderbilt a while back. Drinkwitz previously said the bowl preparation was similar to spring practice, where they were evaluating all the quarterbacks. So congrats to Brady Cook. He will get the start tonight. Over at Auburn, Roger McCreary, he formally declared for the NFL draft yesterday. The All-American corner confirmed he will not play in Auburn's Birmingham Bowl game against Houston. McCreary announced on social media he's going to the next level. Auburn head coach Brian Harsin told reporters last week that McCreary was one of several Tigers opting out of the bowl game. He was a senior, had 14 pass breakups, two interceptions, a pick six, 16 passes defensed, and 14 pass breakups. Are the most among SEC defenders this year. He logged 49 tackles. He's a native of Mobile. Joined Auburn in 2018. Should have a very bright future ahead of him playing in the NFL. We'll see where he gets drafted. Meanwhile, over in College Station, Kenyon Green. We had a big piece of the Maroon Goons over at Texas A&M on that O-line. He announced on social media he's heading to the pros. His 3 years with the Aggies, he said, have been the happiest of his life. That after careful consideration, prayer, and discussions with my family, decided to pursue my dream and enter the NFL. Green has started all 12 games this season, played four different positions along the offensive line, very versatile. He also earned the Offensive MVP Award and Leadership Award at the annual A&M Team Banquet. He was named to the AP All-America First Team, All-SEC First Team, and him and DeMarvin Leal certainly should be first-round pick. Guys coming up in next year's NFL draft. Big news for Alabama fans as Jahmyr Gibbs, former Georgia Tech running back, was arguably the best player at his position in the transfer portal. He is coming to Alabama, he announced yesterday. The sophomore Went to the transfer portal a couple weeks ago, played two seasons for the Yellow Jackets, 12 games this year. He averaged 5.2 yards per carry, led Texas Tech with 740 rushing yards, four rushing touchdowns. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. Also had 36 catches for 470 yards and a pair of touchdown receptions. Alabama's running back depth has been hit hard recently with injuries and all kinds of stuff. So Gibbs will be a welcome addition, providing some versatility. He did kickoff returns this year for Georgia Tech, so certainly he could do that as well. Had a 98-yard return for a touchdown against Boston College. Feels a little bit like Jameson Williams leaves Ohio State, comes to Alabama as an instant star. Certainly could be that for Jahmyr Gibbs next year at Alabama. Georgia's getting set to take on Michigan in the college football playoff game, but with 10 days to go, the Dogs are dealing with some COVID issues with the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. According to Georgia football insider Graham Coffey, JT Daniels has received a positive test, meaning he will be off the practice fields for some time while he quarantines away from his teammates. Coffey said other members of Georgia's quarterback room are in close contact protocol, but they have tested negative so far. They will continue to test daily. Daniels, of course, appeared in five games for the Bulldogs this year, ended up losing his job to Stetson Bennett. And it sounds like it'll be Stetson Bennett in the playoff game. Some conspiracy theorists out there saying, oh, maybe they're going to shift and start JT Daniels, but certainly him missing time with COVID won't help. The Bulldogs are not the only SEC football team dealing with COVID issues. Texas A&M dealing with an outbreak among several of their players ahead of their Gator Bowl matchup against Wake Forest. So they have put a pause on football operations since Saturday over in College Station. Over at Tennessee, they put together a much better offense this year under Josh Heupel. And one guy who was a big part of that, tight end Jacob Warren, contributed in the passing game, is also serving as a blocker in the run game. On Tuesday, he confirmed he is returning to Rocky Top for the 2022 season. He had 18 catches for 179 yards and three touchdowns this year. But we will see him back in the Vol offense next year. Over at Florida, running back Damian Pierce going to be hoping to take his game to the next level, but instead of sitting out the Gasparilla Bowl against UCF, he's going to play. And when asked during Tuesday's press conference why he opted to suit up in the bowl game, he said, quote, why? Because I'm a Gator, bro. When I signed here, I signed on for four good years, get my education, and I'm going to rock out that way until I die. So looking forward to see Damian Pierce, Florida running back, in the bowl game against UCF. They will kick off Thursday night at 7 Eastern. Over at Arkansas, redshirt freshman offensive lineman Ray Curry has reportedly entered his name into the transfer portal. He's a native of Memphis, joined the Razorbacks in 2020, so we will see where he ends up. Some good news, though, for Arkansas. On Monday, redshirt freshman offensive lineman Jalen St. John entered the transfer portal. However, it appears he's had a change of heart. According to On3 Sports, St. John will withdraw from the portal and return to Fayetteville for his redshirt sophomore season. Missouri, they brought in a top 12 recruiting class under Eli Drinkwitz during the early signing period. Now the Tigers have turned their attention to the transfer portal, and they've landed a commitment from a former safety at Clemson. We'll see if how that helps the Tigers moving forward. Eli Drinkwitz said they're still looking to the transfer portal to add some more guys as well. Ole Miss, they got a big boost to their receiving core on Tuesday in the portal. Jordan Watkins spent two seasons in Louisville. He is coming to join the Ole Miss Rebels. Played in seven games as a true freshman in 2020 with eight catches for 57 yards, and then was a steady contributor this year. 35 catches, 531 yards, and four touchdowns. Of course, Watkins faced the Rebels in Atlanta to open the season in a game that Louisville lost. He was a three-star recruit in the class of 2020. And there you have it. That is Around the Conference. When we return, our conversation with Eric Prisbell of On3 Sports. That is coming your way next. Thank you guys so much for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Also, make sure to check out the Ultimate College Football Playoff Preview 2021. Local experts, betting advice, and draft analysis. The most comprehensive college football playoff preview begins this Friday. Bowl season is, of course, here, and for SEC fans, you need to be checking out the Prize Picks app. I've been telling you about it for a while. If you still haven't signed up, for it yet, well, then what are you waiting for? In addition to college football action, Prize Picks makes college basketball more exciting. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. They are a leader in the college sports daily fantasy world. They offer more college football and basketball props than anyone in the world. They got all the star players of the Power Five, mid-major players as well. And they got any prop you can think of. In basketball, you can play points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, and much, much more. And, of course, all our users that deposit and sign up for the first time, use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. It'll get you a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Use their award-winning app today. You can find it on the App Store and at Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe. They offer fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Go check them out now. PrizePicks.com. Use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, or go to your App Store. Download the app today. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. This is it, guys. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you are running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. If you want to see the full picture, you need to go upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade. Just go to NetSuite, NetSuite.com/locked. That's LOCKED. Head to NetSuite.com/locked for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, NetSuite.com/locked. Rolling along here, Locked On SEC. And look, it's been a lot of fun talking about the recruiting world, the early signing period, and certainly there's a lot of NIL stuff taking place. And I came across a really cool article on the future of, you know, the NIL deals and recruiting and SEC schools, and of course a future SEC school, Texas, that is paying their offensive linemen $50,000 apiece. And that article is at on3sports.com. Eric Prisbell wrote that article, and Eric Prisbell joins us now. Eric, welcome into the show, man. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. So I really enjoyed your piece up at on3.com, but for those who haven't read it, let our listeners know a little bit of what's going on over in Austin with the Texas Longhorns.
Absolutely. A new charity organization, a nonprofit charity called Horns with Heart, will provide every single scholarship offensive lineman at the University of Texas $50,000 every single year, beginning this coming August. And that's as part of a new NIL name, image, and likeness program. What the players have to do to get that compensation is to make appearances at charities, at for causes that are near and dear to their heart, or support causes in any way possible. This is only the latest in a series of aggressive, ambitious initiatives by Texas supporters to put money in the pockets of athletes of Texas, which is all allowed by the new, NIL laws and regulations. Just last week I wrote about the Clark Field Collective, which, a bunch of deep-pocketed boosters at Texas got together, and they have an initial pledge of $10 million that they will distribute to athletes of Texas across all sports as part of NIL activity. And then a few months ago, I wrote about what's called the Burnt Ends Program, where, once again, boosters at Texas have pooled their resources, pooled their money, their funds, and will distribute four figures every month to the tight ends on the roster at Texas. So let me be blunt. I mean, this is the new arms race in college sports, and Texas is way ahead of the game right now, but others will catch up. This is a template for boosters at other schools to say, hey, they're paying, look what they're doing with their athletes, and they're giving them a lot of money. We got to do the same. We not only can do it, but we have to do it. And it's going to be a recruiting tool and a recruiting advantage for the boosters at the schools who take part in this activity.
Eric, I have to think that the other SEC schools will be following suit here. We're seeing Texas A&M put together a historic recruiting class, Alabama and Georgia, they're up there as they always are. In my opinion, this is probably opening the door up for all the schools across the SEC to have their boosters open up their wallets, right?
I completely agree with that. I think Texas supporters are setting a very high bar. And I live in Allen, Texas, outside of Dallas. And, you know, so I'm very well-versed about, you know, the vast number of deep-pocketed Texas supporters throughout this state. And I credit them. I mean, it's been a few months now this NIL era has been underway, and they've gotten together and they've pooled their resources for three very ambitious programs right now. And so if you're an offensive lineman and you're considering Texas A&M, you're considering Baylor, you're considering going to Austin to play for the Longhorns, and you know, you're going to say, hey, I could start off in Austin making $50,000 every year. I may not play in the NFL, but I could start off there making $50,000. That's just a starting figure. You could still monetize your brand any number of ways based on how much you want to invest in, you know, in that sort of business activity. But I think that's very attractive. You know, some people I've talked to said, hey, this is pay for play. This crosses the line. Others say, hey, it's a gray area. And all recruiting nowadays is the gray area, you know, in college sports. And it's been like that for a long, long time. My question would be, look, it is a recruiting advantage. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If it is, what's wrong with that? You know, there's disparities in terms of facilities, in terms of amenities at all of these schools, and that's known to recruits when they make decisions. Boosters are going to continue to push the envelope in this regard at other schools. It provides boosters a real template for how to do this. And right now, when you look at across the country, who's going to stop it? There's no enforcement arm whatsoever. The NCAA has expressed absolutely no interest in getting into the NIL world and policing it, and I think that's a good thing.
As I look at all the possibilities here, Eric, one thing I think of, do you think this is maybe going to cause some players to maybe get lazy? Like, you get your big payday to go play football at this school, and suddenly you're a little less motivated. I mean, I'm already getting my NIL money, so what if I don't give 100% effort? What do you think about that?
I do. That's a great question. I think that's another kind of ramification of all this that we're going to see. I was just kind of thinking out loud yesterday. I think it will provide more depth, you know, to a team like Texas in terms of the offensive line, where, you know, you may not play in the NFL, but hey, I'll go to Texas and I'll make $50,000 a year, $200,000 over the 4 years. While playing, you know, for the Texas Longhorns, that's pretty good. So, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways this could go. The other thought I had, you know, like, we've seen really lucrative deals for athletes that were signed this past summer. It didn't work out on the field. You know, Spencer Rattler, we've seen, you know, the quarterback of Miami, King. You know, there's others. It really didn't work out. And I think in the future, we're going to see brands kind of take a more methodical approach before they sign up athletes, you know, for that particular season. But these are boosters at schools getting together saying, we got a lot of money, we got athletes, and we're going to figure out a way how to get that money into their pocket. I think it's great that it's for a good cause and that it's for charity appearances and that sort of thing. So I don't have any issue with it, you know, at all. But I agree. I think we all agree that it's going to be copycatted, you know, copied at major schools, you know, around the country, and sooner rather than later.
So, Eric, when the NIL first came out, I was like, okay, you know, some people are throwing out, if so-and-so is a big booster and they own a car dealership, they can just give a kid $100,000 or whatever. And I said, yeah, but in the end, like, you want payoff back on that, right? Like, if you're a business owner and I'm going to pay you to endorse my product, like, I want you to tweet out, I want you to be on Instagram. Like, the endorsement still has to be there. With this as a charitable thing, it just, I don't know, it rubs me the wrong way. It feels a little icky because it's the boosters giving money to a nonprofit charity, which in turn is paying the players. I guess there is no payoff here, right? I mean, I guess the O-lineman will be promoting the charity, but outside of that, there's no payback for the boosters, right?
Correct. And yeah, I've heard that from others as well in the NIL space that I've talked to over the last 24 hours. I think it's creative. I think it, I asked Rob Blair, who's one of the co-founders of this, you know, a lot of people are going to say this is a recruiting advantage and that's why you guys are putting this together. And he made clear that he felt in his heart that, yeah, that's an added benefit, but the real driving force is to have athletes support causes, charitable causes that are near and dear to their heart. And I believe that, and that's great, but there's no question about it that it's a recruiting tool and an advantage that will be used. And yeah, they need to make appearances or endorse certain charities, you know, online. That's the key. They have to do something in order to receive this money, but that's where you get in the gray area. And there's certainly people who feel this is simply pay for play. That if you're an offensive lineman out there at a high school, you know that if you go to University of Texas, all you got to do is support certain charitable causes and you will receive $50,000 every year while you're there. I mean, we already know there's a massive gap between the haves and the have-nots in college football. It's just going to grow, and this is going to help trigger that disparity to grow even more. When you look at the boosters, you know, just off the top of my head, the biggest of the blue bloods, you know, Ohio State, Texas, USC, Alabama, you could just start there. And their supporters, both locally in their markets and nationally, can really pool their resources to create NIL opportunities that are off the charts for the athletes at those schools. And I wrote 2 weeks ago with Lincoln, or a week, I lose track, with Lincoln Riley going to USC, just the amount of people with agents and entertainment opportunities in the LA market, what's there for college football players when you're really great at USC. Imagine if Reggie Bush, you know, and Matt Leinart could have partaken in NIL activities when they were there. But now with this, it's really unlimited potential. And I said it before, it's the new arms race in college sports, and it's only going to escalate.
Yeah, it is going to be nuts to see how this plays out. I know the SEC is going to be full on board with trying to figure out something here with their schools very soon. Eric Prisbell, on3.com, On3 Sports, does a fantastic job and a great piece up there right now discussing the Horns with Heart NIL deal at Texas. Eric, thanks so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, when we return here on Locked On SEC, we will preview a little bit of tonight's SEC bowl game between Mizzou and Army. That is next. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Of course, with bowl season, we are in the thick of it, and BetOnline has got you covered all holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues to march towards the of course, playoff games and pro football playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head on over to their website. You can do so on your mobile device. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. That'll get you your bonus from basketball to football to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. So don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available for you. BetOnline is where the game starts. Of course, this holiday season, you want to grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. It is a Built Bar filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. So you get the best of both worlds. Delicious and healthy, so many flavors. You're going to have a hard time choosing, whether it's the raspberry or mint brownie or double chocolate, cherry, cookies and cream, something for everybody. And Built Bar is going to give you that extra fuel you need to go bust down those mall doors for those last-minute gift ideas, battling all those holiday shoppers. If you're standing in those endless shopping lines, Well, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Head on over to Built.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order on Built Bar. Try them today. All right, final segment here on Locked On SEC, and just wanted to give you a quick little primer, a look ahead at tonight's bowl game. The Armed Forces Bowl between Missouri and Army. So let's jump into it. As we look ahead to the game, Mizzou and Army, the SEC kicking off its bowl season tonight. Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. Mizzou is 6-6. They are first of 13 SEC teams to be playing in a bowl game this bowl season. Mizzou finished tied for fourth in the SEC East this year, coming off a 34-16 blowout loss to finish the regular season to Arkansas on November 26. Meanwhile, Army went 8-4. They've won at least 8 games in 5 of 6 seasons, and they're coming off a close 17-13 loss to arch rival Navy on December 11th. Mizzou running back Tyler Beatty, we know, is not going to play in this game, so that changes a dynamic for Missouri because he was a huge part of their offense. In fact, he was their offense for much of this year. Kickoff set for 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. The Army Black Knights are 5.5-point favorites over at betonline.ag. While the over-under for total points scored is 56.5, before making any Missouri versus Army picks, we will break it down just a little bit what to expect in this game. Missouri is excellent at protecting the passer. They've done a good job of that. The Tigers allow just a little over 1 sack per game. That ranks 3rd in the SEC and 13th in the country. That bodes well for a team facing the likes of Andre Carter from Army, who leads the nation in sacks per game at 1.2 a game. And in addition, Missouri faces an Army offense that is not a threat in the passing game. The Black Knights average just 94 passing yards per game. So just Air Force and Navy average fewer than that. Models that I'm looking at, they're leaning under on the total, projecting the teams to combine for 56 points. Also says one side of the spread hits well over 50% of the time. So that is something to keep an eye on in this one. But, man, obviously it starts with Eli Drinkwitz naming Brady Cook the starter. We know Connor Bazelak, largely inconsistent this year, felt like he kind of took a step back. But what can Brady Cook do? And what could some of the newer, younger faces on Mizzou do tonight? When it's all said and done, I don't feel good about Mizzou's chances. I feel like Army's going to win this one, but let's root for Army or Mizzou. Let's root for the SEC and see if they can get this one done. But that'll be a fun one to watch tonight on ESPN. And that is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. My thanks so much to you guys for listening. Our thanks to Eric Prisbell from On3 Sports talking a little bit about the NIL deal. Tomorrow on Locked On SEC, you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk with Vanderbilt quarterback Ken Seal is going to join the show. You don't want to miss that. All that coming your way tomorrow on Locked On SEC. Thank you guys for making us your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On Bets podcast for all your gambling needs. With your boy Q and Lee Sterling, it's free and available on all platforms. I'm Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.